From the KRCC Newsroom, I'm Andrea Chalfin. Colorado has a new lieutenant governor. Donna Lynn replaces Joe Garcia, who is leaving to take a job at a higher education nonprofit. Penta Berkland has more.
Lynn was an executive at the Kaiser Foundation Health Plan before being picked by Governor Hickenlooper. In addition to her duties as lieutenant governor, Lynn will also serve in a new position as chief operating officer.
I think through listening and through collaboration, we'll accomplish a lot in the next 971 days, and I'm just so honored that you've all supported me on this journey.
The lieutenant governor also maintains the relationship between Colorado and the Southern Ute and Ute Mountain Ute tribes. Lynn has said she does not intend to stay in politics after the governor's term is up. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
New state figures show that Colorado marijuana shops sold more than $270 million in the first 3 months of the year. The data from the Colorado Department of Revenue says that more than $170 million of that total was for recreational marijuana, and the remaining $100 million was for medical pot. And protesters tried to disrupt a federal auction of drilling rights in suburban Denver today, but the sale went on as planned. About 200 people turned out to protest the Bureau of Land Management sale at a hotel in Lakewood. Some managed to get inside the lobby, but police kept watch and prevented them from going any further. For KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.